Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, go to generousjew.co.uk. Today's podcast is brought to us by Georgie Thompson Leask, Christian Stewardship Advisor. For 2024, our focus verse is Luke chapter 18, verse 27. What is impossible with man is possible with God. All of our podcasters will be reflecting on times of receiving generosity and sharing the personal impact it left on their life.
I would like to tell you two stories, starting with a personal one. One day quite recently, I went to a local supermarket. At the checkout, I whipped out my phone as you do to pay for the goods, only to find that my debit card had disappeared from the payment app on my phone. Then it suddenly dawned on me that when I had logged out of my phone account that morning, my payment card must have been deleted, and I had no means of paying for my shopping. I was just starting to tell the shop assistant that I would dash home and get a payment card when the lady next in the queue rushed forward and insisted on paying. When I protested, her response was disarming. Generosity was important to her. "Give what I have given to you to someone else," she said. Well, you won't be surprised to hear that I felt compelled to make arrangements to repay her, but it was obvious that she would have been happy if I had simply consented to do for someone else what she had done for me. Here I saw someone who knows that there is grace in giving, who knows, as St. Francis wrote, that it is in giving that we receive. And I thank God for this kind lady whose generosity expresses what God says to me, and indeed to us all as his stewards. Give what I have given to you to someone else. And now for the second story, which I share with you because it helps me reflect on the astonishing generosity of God to me. It is an anonymous tale from the Desert Fathers, which Rowan Williams quotes in his book, Silence and Honey Cakes. A brother fell when he was tempted, and in his distress he stopped practicing his monastic rule. He really longed to take it up again, but his own misery prevented him. He would say to himself, "When shall I be able to be holy in the way that I used to be before?" So he went to see one of the old men and told him all about himself. When the old man learned of his distress, he tells the brother a story. There was a man who had a plot of land, but it got neglected and turned into waste ground, full of weeds and brambles. So he said to his son, "Go weed the ground." The son went off to weed it, saw all the brambles and despaired. He said to himself, "How long will it take before I have uprooted and reclaimed all that?" So he lay down and went to sleep for several days. His father came to see how he was getting on and found he had done nothing at all. "Why have you done nothing?" he asked. And the son replied, "Father, when I started to look at this and see how many weeds and brambles there were, I was so depressed that I could do nothing but lie down on the ground." His father said, "Child, just go over the surface of the plot every day and you will make some progress." So he did, and before long the whole plot was weeded. Upon finishing his story, the old man says to the brother, "The same is true for you, brother. Work just a little without getting discouraged, and God, by his grace, will re-establish you." How well this describes how generous God is to me in my journey of discipleship. God is so generous that even though, metaphorically speaking, I hesitate to tackle the brambles and weeds in my life, even when I work but a little, God is always there encouraging me. As I reflect on my life, I give thanks to God for his astonishing generosity and for the greatest of all his gifts, his love, whereby he forgives my feeble attempts to clear the brambles and weeds in my life and daily wills me on to share his generosity. Let us pray. Generous and loving God, help us to give joyfully, that we may be faithful witnesses to your boundless generosity and unfailing grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.